Well, good afternoon, everyone. Romans chapter 7. So if you've got your Bibles with you or your electronic devices, your smartphones, whatever, because paying attention to the small things always makes a big difference. And our scripture that we've looked at for the last 4 weeks is Songs of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15. And it says, catch up the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes. In other words, to achieve a successful outcome, to achieve a full harvest, catch up those little sins, catch up those addictions, catch up those mindsets, because the small things of life make a big difference to the future of our life. So many people who are more successful, they have achieved more or have accomplished more. We are what we repeatedly do. Remember we talked about that in week one? We are what we repeatedly do. You don't have some disciplines that you're constantly doing, but you have other disciplines that you're doing that aren't good or helpful disciplines. But in the end, they're all disciplines, aren't they? We all are disciplined in different ways. It's like the bloke who argues that he's not disciplined. He says, I'm overweight, I eat too much, I'm lazy. In fact, I'm so disciplined, I've never missed a meal in my entire life. The point is, we're all disciplined, but some of us just don't have the right disciplines, okay? I'm not going to break this down into two ideas or into three ideas tonight like I have done in the last 3 weeks. I'm just going to give you one big idea, okay? Just going to hit you with the big rubber meets the road stuff, okay? Looking at that area of your life, you will find consistent disciplines at what you're good at. You'll find constant disciplines. I don't know what they would be, but they may be eating dinner together and having conversation around meal times on a consistent basis. Or you get away once a year or once every few months to reconnect away from the kids, away from the grandkids. Maybe you're successful financially, and there's no doubt your success came because you learnt the discipline of living on less than what you earn, and you're generous and you're investing wisely. Those things are strong disciplines in a person's life. The opposite is true as well. And now I'm picking up the momentum. Thursday and Friday it's great, and then Saturday I'm rushed, and all of a sudden the kernels. They say 3/4 of the New Testament arguably was one of the most effective. Same problem. It wasn't fast food, but it was inconsistency. In fact, in our text, the Apostle Paul, I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But if I know that what I am doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not doing one wrong. The one doing wrong, it is the sin that is in me that does it. And I know that nothing is the sin that's living in me that does it. And the Apostle Paul is highlighting doing what is wrong rather than doing what is right. We want to do what's right, but our sin nature lures us away from from God's goodness, and it tempts us to do what's wrong. And just a couple of verses on Paul, all uttered from time to time, or even if we haven't uttered it, we felt like this in verse 24 of Romans 7. And then he answers that question, and understanding his answer tonight is so important to moving forward into the rest of this message. In other words, who can help me overcome the temptation? In Jesus Christ our Lord. The answer is found in a relationship with a person called Jesus Christ. With his help, you and I can change. With his help, with his power, you and I can be transformed tonight. He's not bossy. He's not opinionated. He does not impose. He is a counselor. He is to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. If you are a Christ follower tonight, you have at your disposal the Holy Spirit is a well-mannered gentleman, and he invites you and he invites me into a relationship life. because if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through His Spirit who dwells in you. This scripture, which we're going to see in a minute, which are the words of Jesus, okay? Revelation 3:20. And so He explained to me, my friend, that my heart was like a spiritual house. And I'd heard Jesus knocking at the door, and I've opened it, and I've invited Him in. But what I've been doing is just entertaining Jesus in the lounge room of my spiritual house. I've been a good host. I have given Him lots of cups of tea. And this person, my friend, said to me, "Why haven't you invited the Spirit of Christ into all the other rooms, into your spiritual house? There are rooms and cupboards filled with hate, all locked up in my spiritual house. So I'm just entertaining Jesus in the lounge room." And the Holy Spirit empowered me to do what I was incapable of doing myself. And the Holy Spirit led me to choose what I wanted most over what I wanted now. And He's still doing that 30 years later. Some of you, you've tried for years to get rid of those destructive mindsets or those destructive habits or even those heavy burdens. But when you allow the Holy Spirit, when you allow the Spirit of Christ to take over, we will choose what we want most over what we want now. So how do we do all this? How do we train our bodies to be disciplined in the matters, in what matters most? So the great games of Isthmia were only second. So the region of Corinth bore great patriotic pride in producing exceptional running athletes. So the Apostle Paul 24 says, "Do you not know that in a race all runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. All athletes run to win. They run, they're not running for bronze, they're running for gold. They're running to win." It picks up this athletic theme also in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. It says, "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off every hindrance and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us." So what he's saying, dump the baggage, yeah? Dump the habits, dump the addictions, that we don't do all this to receive an earthly crown, but we do it to receive a crown that will never fail. So they won dead vegetation. Both are still dead vegetation. But as followers of Christ, we are living for eternity from this body that is dominated by sin and death. Thank God that the answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus has the power to help me overcome when I am spirit disciplined. So let's finish our athletic theme. The Apostle Paul goes on to say in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's pick up verse 26 where we left off. He says, "So I run with purpose in every step. I am not just shadow boxing. I'm choosing what I want most over what I want now. I'm saying no to financial temptation so I can get out of debt. I'm saying yes to loving my wife. I'm saying yes to loving my husband. Whenever the grandkids come over and whenever they start fighting, I know as a good grandparent, I know as a godly man that I should get up, I should intervene, I should discipline the grandkids." If you and I tap into the power of habit, I should be there. In that book, in this book, the author talks, in your life, they create other positive momentum and they lead to other positive disciplines. It's spiral and it makes you more undisciplined in the areas of your life. It's like the old saying, if you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas, yeah? You compromise. Compromise leads to undisciplined actions, and those actions cause a negative spiral in the compromise. So if you lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. The point is, I'm going to glorify God with what I do. I'm going to discipline my body, like in the athlete world, and glorify God with what I do. And hopefully the second one will be as well. But the first question is, What do you want most? Others, you want to get married in the future, perhaps. Maybe you want to get your cholesterol down. The second thing we want to talk about is going to be one discipline. So tonight I want to talk to you about one discipline. So here's the question. What do you want most? What do you need to do now to have what you want most? Very simple. Now think about that. It shouldn't be too difficult. Maybe you want to read through the Bible in a whole year. Then that the discipline you need is to pick a good Bible reading plan. If you have a smartphone or a tablet device, look at a YouVersion. You'll need to go back to school. Maybe that's what you want most. Maybe you need to stop making excuses and in 2015 start putting God first in your finances and trust Him with the first fruits and not the leftovers. Maybe you need to commit to a date night with your spouse once a week so that you can reconnect and build your marriage. Maybe you need to start praying with your children every day. I don't know what it is for you. I've just thrown out some suggestions there. I don't know what it is for you. But when you seek God and say, God, this is what I believe you want me or you want most from me. This is what I believe you want most from me. So what one thing do I need to do that will help me have later what you want? I asked you to choose one word. My word, and I shared that with you, was a word, just health. Health. One small thing that almost no one will see could result in some very big things that everybody wants, because it's the small things that make a big difference tonight. Let's review the month. Week one, one word will direct your year. Do not despise these small beginnings. Our life will always move in that direction of our strongest thoughts. Therefore, we will take every thought captive and make it obedient to Christ. We will think on those things that are excellent, pure, lovely, and let God renew our minds to follow His truth. Week number three, your words have the power of life and death. Therefore, we will not let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Because if you want to change the life that you have, and if you can't say anything nice or decent, what do? Zip it. I was going to play the Austin Powers zip it thing, but it's not appropriate. Very much not appropriate, but that's zip it, yeah. And finally, week number four, we will, by the power of Christ, choose what we want most over what we want now. Why? Because we discipline our bodies like an athlete in training, training it to do what it should. We run with purpose in every single step because the sin that is in us will take us off course, but the Spirit of Christ in us will keep us on course. Therefore, we are spirit disciplined, and when we follow the Spirit, we will be faithful in the small things. And we believe it when God says, whoever's faithful in the little things, I will trust him with the big things. James 4:10 says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Humbling means to take care of the small things. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. Psalm 75 says, for promotion comes from neither the east nor the west nor from the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. Yeah? And one day when God promotes you to influence more people, to make a bigger difference in your community, someone in your life will look at you and say, what are the big things in your life? And you will say, it's the small things that nobody sees that result in the big things that everybody wants. I would like you all to pray with me tonight. We're going to close off. I'd like you all to pray with me and let's finish our time together. Father, help us to be faithful in the small things, that God, you could trust us with the big things. And as we pray tonight, let's ask that question again. What is discipline? It's simply choosing between what you want now and what you want most. I want to ask you, what one discipline Would you seek God to empower you to do the right thing now? To help you achieve what you want most in 2015. Those of you would say, I will. I will seek God. I will seek God for that one discipline. If you want to say yes to the Spirit, would you just lift your hand up tonight, right now? Just, you want to say yes to the Spirit, because I want to pray for you if you're lifting your hand. Amen. Let me pray for you. Honest hearts tonight. Honest hearts. God, I thank you that you reward us when we're faithful in the small things. And God, I pray that we would be faithful to carry this out, to tell our spouse if we're married, or to talk to our children about the one discipline, to talk to people and have others pray for us and hold us accountable in this whole arena of one discipline. God, we know that even in the small areas of discipline, that your Spirit will empower us and give us a forward momentum, that you can comfort us and conform us to be in the image of your Son Jesus. So God, speak to us tonight, this week even. Show us one small thing that we could do that would make a big difference in our relationship with you and relationship with others, and impact, and the impact that we would have on this community, this neighborhood, this world. And we pray that in Jesus' name tonight. Amen.